So you may have noticed that the faces we've talked about so far and we've seen so far in this history of conservation don't reflect the contributions made to conservation by women and people of color. They do reflect the inherent biases that have plagued science and politics in America since the birth of this nation, that have made it harder for us to hear these other voices. And I think it's important that we talk about this here for a moment. So here I highlight just a few of the women who have made groundbreaking and lasting impacts on conservation. Margaret Stoneman Douglas, at the same period of time that Muir and his colleagues were active, was working hard to prevent the total destruction of the Florida Everglades by draining for agriculture in order to grow sugarcane and citrus. And she's considered the savior of the Florida Everglades. Margaret Murray, similarly, is considered the grandmother of the conservation movement for her involvement in the creation of the Alaska National Wildlife Refuge. And of course, we did mention Rachel Carson. She authored several books, one of which is Silent Spring, that raised the alarm about pesticides and their impacts on wildlife, as well as pollution and garbage and other things that were impinging on our environment. She's really considered the mother of environmentalism, as her books raised the awareness that led to the large surge in environmentalism in the 60s and 70s. And then more recently, Wangari Maathai is a Kenyan environmentalist who was instrumental in reducing land degradation through agriculture in Kenya and stimulated a very large tree planting program. She, in fact, is the first African American woman to have won a Nobel Peace Prize in 2004.